Racism! Racism!
UGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Welcome back to Machine of Girls, subject to change. I'm your host Jason. I'll be with you for the next hour. Before we get started, I would like to say that we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Now, that was one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite debut EPs recently, Black Iron Prison by Black Iron Prison on the EP titled Black Iron Prison. Just some good, heavy stuff. Now we're getting into, this one's got a little bit of a story to it. Fuck Wolf, I believe, that's not how you pronounce it. That's how I'd pronounce it in English. It's a German word. This band is from Seattle. It's just really yummy stuff. Let's get into it.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Alaska's Salmon River was once known for its clean, sparkling water. But recently, the river has turned a sickly shade of orange, and scientists say climate change is to blame. As temperatures rise, nearby permafrost, or long frozen ground, is thawing. That's letting water and oxygen seep underground and mix with sulfide minerals, creating sulfuric acid. That acid eats away at rocks and releases metals like aluminum, cadmium, and iron. This contaminates the river and makes it cloudy and discolored.
It's pretty upsetting to see that these areas that we have cherished and tried to protect are being severely degraded by anthropogenic climate change.
At many points along the Salmon River, Patrick Sullivan at the University of Alaska Anchorage and his colleagues found enough of these metals to be toxic to aquatic life. Aluminum and iron can clog fish gills, while cadmium can cause calcium deficiencies. Sullivan says dozens of other streams in Alaska and Canada show the same signs of contamination. So climate change and melting permafrost are polluting the once pristine rivers of the far north. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are tuning into CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is Machine of Girls, title Subject to Change. Kicking off with some, I said their name before. Song was Nihilistic Automatation on the album Die Toten Waage. That's a really good one. I don't believe it's available on streaming, but if you want to hear more, I will be playing it a lot. I've been getting really into it. After that, we had some Machine Girl. Song was Creeping Up from The Pit. I love Machine Girl. Y'all know how much I love Machine Girl. I've been playing them so much. Honestly, when I first listened to Wolf Girl, I wasn't really feeling it. But this new album, Psycho Warrior MG Ultra X, is really doing it for me. There's just something about it. Really nice, hardcore, electronic stuff. After that, we had Health off their new album, Conflict DLC, which came out just in December. And they say good music is dead. I've been a big fan of the last couple of Health albums. The song was Shred Envy. Now we're getting into some local stuff. Band right from Vancouver, Numb. This is going to be off the album Wasted Sky. Hope you enjoy it. I messed it up. Let me do that one more time.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
My eyes stay looking up.